the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Go on to Maloney. Wide to Edo Carr. Edo Carr dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Was at the Gold Coast last night watching the Raiders win 21 points to a nil against the Gold Coast Titans, and he's joining us on the phone this morning. And he is the Queensland State of Origin coach, Kevvy Walters. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, gents. How are we this morning?
Yeah, going very well, mate. The Titans last night, not the start they were looking for.
No, not at all. Particularly, I guess, with no Ash Taylor to start the game. He pulled out just prior to kickoff for the quad injury, I'm led to believe, and then they lost Roberts, you know, about 12, 15 minutes in. So that was always going to be difficult when you lose your key playmakers, but still, they're just a little bit scrappy, the Titans, and they'll be looking for a better performance next week, you know, you would have thought.
Yeah, they definitely need one. 14 errors to start the season for the Gold Coast, but as you mentioned, you take the two playmakers out, you've got to, you know, it's a big, big disadvantage. You probably didn't see too much of the match, mate, but the big upset yesterday was the Parramatta Eels giving it to the Penrith Panthers by 20 points to 12?
Yeah, well, I watched a bit of it there, or parts of it, and just Parramatta just looked more enthusiastic. I mean, I guess if you get the whole, spend the whole pre-season being criticised on what you can't do and people telling you what you can't do and where you're going to finish, I guess that's pretty good motivation for a team and a coach, and they went out and showed everyone, you know, what they can do, and particularly with their new halves combination, I think that was probably the most positive thing for the Eels is those two young halves coming through and the way they played, the way they gelled, they look like they've been playing together for many a year.
Yeah, no, he was good, in particular Dylan Brown. We've always known that Mitchell Moses had plenty of potential and showed us yesterday what he's capable of. It was a more controlled game from Mitchell Moses yesterday, but young Dylan Brown at 18, the composure that he had was pretty special. What about the Cowboys, Kevvy? I thought the longer the game went on, the better they played, and in particular, Tau Malolo and Michael Morgan.
Yeah, a bit scratchy at the start, weren't they? Mm. Some wayward passes, and their timing and the like was a bit out, but you know, like that second 40 minutes from them was very convincing, and you know, again, you can't judge a season on one game, but it looks pretty promising, you know, for the Cowboys. When you have a player like Tau Malolo, who just, he's hard to contain. I mean, you can stop him to some degree and minimise his damage, but he's going to hurt you at some stage. And on the back of that, you've got some quality players like Morgan playing off the back of that. Yeah, that makes it, you know, very difficult to contain for 80 minutes, you know, and that's what the Dragons found. I mean, they contained them for 40, but then the second 40 got away from them.
Yeah.
I'd rather give that job of stopping him to somebody else than myself, I can tell you.
We'd all need a hand, mate, because you do. He's just that. He's footwork and strength. you know, I mean, the players spent the whole off-season doing tackling drills and tackling practice, but he made them look silly again. So
yeah,
he's just one of those players.
Kevin, can you think of a player that has been similar to Tau Malolo in terms of his size and speed and footwork? Like, Lazo was big, but Lazo didn't have that sort of
prop. Yeah,
yeah, didn't have that footwork and speed and power. Like, that acceleration over 15, 20 metres is sensational.
No, I can't think of anyone. Probably Sonny Bill Williams, I suppose, would be one that would maybe come into that form. But he wasn't as big as Tau Malolo either. He was, you know, he's an incredible specimen, and he keeps delivering as well. I mean, he's mid-20s, and, you know, it was a terrific performance from him, that's for sure.
I reckon you would have been pretty happy with what you saw from the Queensland half in Michael Morgan.
Yeah, he was very good. Again, you know, he missed a lot of last year with injuries, and even I think, well, he started the year with a hernia, so his season was severely disrupted. And, you know, it was great to see him back running freely. And he looked, just had that little bit of confidence about him as well, which we haven't seen, or we didn't see last year. So I guess with no Jonathan Thurston there anymore, he takes the responsibility on there. And to me, knowing Michael the way that I do, I think he's really enjoying that challenge of being the captain and the leader of the Cowboys. And when the big moments are there, he wants his hands on the ball to try and make something happen. So you want that in your halves, don't you? And he certainly showed that yesterday. And he looks fit, confident, and you know, ready for another good season as well.
Yeah, Kevvy, does he prefer left side over right? I know he's played majority of his football on that right edge when he's been in the halves, but I noticed he played a lot of left on the weekend.
Yeah, well, again, he's one of those multi sort of talented players that you can stick him left, right, middle, and it doesn't sort of matter. You know, he's very comfortable in any position, and he'll tell you that as well. So, you know, I think it's great that you can have players like that in your side, Laurie, as you know, that are team-orientated and can handle any sort of challenge that you throw at them, and that's certainly the case for Michael. And, you know, I guess if he had to go and play on the right side, that wouldn't sort of bother him too much either.
Yeah, I want to get your opinion, Kevy, then also Laurie's, about Kalyn Ponga, Newcastle. They sort of, you know, they misfired a fair few times. They got the job done by 14 points to 8, 2 tries to 1. We mentioned Edric Lee had that big game for Newcastle. It's going to take some time, I think, Kevy, watching what we've seen so far from the new halves and Ponga and Pearce.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly it will. It's a different role for him to play now. I think it's only his second game in the top grade in that position. So it will take some adjusting. As long as they're winning the Knights, I think he'll stay there. But if they cop a couple of losses, or, you know, I think fullback is probably, at the moment in his career, his best position. But that's not for us to judge. That's for his coach, you know, Nathan Brown, to select where he plays him. But, you know, I thought he was good on the weekend. But I just feel that in that half position, sometimes you can get locked into an edge in a side, not by anything, not coach's instructions or anything. It's just the way that sometimes it's hard to get across to the other side of the field, the way that the NRL is so fast and it goes so quickly. So that would be my only query on it all, is that, you know, we didn't see him too much on that right side of the field, which is lethal on both sides. So I think from an attacking point of view, you want your best players in the best field position. And, you know, that's maybe a problem that they've got to sort of get their heads around.
South Sydney defeated the defending premiers, the Roosters, and they're pretty good, South.
Well, they were. They're a typical Wayne Bennett coach side there, but, you know, not a lot of... He likes to keep it very simple, Wayne, and I think with the squad that he's got there, that's a perfect way to run things. He's got some very experienced players, in, you know, in key positions as well. And he was smiling like a Cheshire cat, wasn't he, Wayne, after the game? He was pretty happy with the way things unfolded. And they were, you know, as I say, they played a typical Wayne Bennett coach team where they had good discipline in the wet at the SCG, and they kicked well, and they defended well. And that's typical of a Wayne Bennett coach team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Okay, who was the most impressive team out of round one, you reckon, Kevy?
Oh, I got to sit on the fence here with South. I thought they were very impressive.
Yeah.
And also the Melbourne Storm, I thought, on Thursday night. You know, plenty has been said about the Broncos, and it's only round one, so let's not get carried away with the Storm, sort of the typical Storm. They haven't lost a round one game in, I think it's 14 years or something, 15 years, whatever it is, with Craig Bellamy, and they were at it again. So they'll beat a lot of teams this year, the Melbourne Storm, not just the Broncos. They're, you know, obviously very well coached and got some good players in key. I thought Cameron Smith was outstanding for the work that he did, you know, at a dummy half, and just the way he controls the game. There's not another player in the game at the moment that has the skills that he has about the tempo and the pace and where to get the ball, when to kick the ball. And there's no better place to have your player like that than a dummy half. He gets his hands on the ball more than anyone in the game. So that's a real treat for the Storm to have him in their side.
I was thinking about you on Thursday. I've actually mentioned it on the show, I think, Friday. I said, if I was Kevy, I'd be making a phone call to Cameron Smith.
Yeah, it would be nice, mate. But, you know, he's obviously quality about everything that he does. And the thing with Cameron is, like, he's never relied on his speed, you know, with his leg speed in any part of his career to be the player that he needs to be. It's always been about his mindset and being safe and being smart with his mind. And that was the case again, you know, on Thursday night. He just outsmarted the Broncos with his tactics and when to pass the ball and where to pass the ball. And yeah, it was a real treat to watch him go out and do that.
Yeah, the other thing that, it did surprise me, actually, the Melbourne Storm's kicking game, because I wasn't quite sure whether Munster had an A-grade kicking game and Brodie Croft, but both those guys have improved enormously in that part of their game, which is pleasing for you.
Yeah, certainly, particularly Cameron Munster. I mean, he's been criticised in the past for that, you know, his kicking game and how much he does kick, but I think he's taken upon himself this season to kick more, and obviously his forwards provided the space for him to be able to do that. He seemed to have a bit of time, although Matt Lodge come down quite heavily on him there at one stage, but he seemed to have a lot of time with the ball and when to place his kicks, and even his timing with the kicks on what tackle count and the like was pretty impressive performance from Cameron. It was good to see.
Just on that tackle from Matt Lodge, and just in general, not singling out Lodge here, but that Ken and Bore type tackle, we need to get rid of it. And do you think the penalties need to be more severe?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been heavily spoken about over the weekend. I think there was a couple of instances. And I just think it was a bit of rust from some of the players getting themselves into, you know, the NRL as such and the pressures of the NRL. Matt Lodge, you know, I don't think I've ever seen him make a tackle like that. So what do you get, a couple of weeks for that? Which, you know, it's probably just for him. I think I don't think he did it on purpose. I just think it was a bit of a brain explosion from him. Fortunately, Munster didn't get injured. If he would have got injured, I'm sure the penalty, the severity of the sentence would have been a lot more. So we're thankful of that, that's for sure.
Kevy, always good to chat, mate. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, gents. Talk to you soon.